Welcome back to Success Made Last. I'm Rick Topini. Our very special guest today is Greg Rex, author of the book Stoked. He is a life coach and is personally mentored by Tony Robbins. Greg, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Rick. Glad to be here.
Well, tell us about your career journey and your lifestyle as an entrepreneur.
Well, thanks, Rick. I love the idea of life lessons and how you're really focusing on mentorship. That has been probably the biggest blessing of my life, is having a mentor. When I was, you know, younger, my dad was my mentor, and I wanted to be in medicine. He was a physician assistant, so I was planning on going in, becoming a doctor. And as I started interviewing of all these doctors about what I should do, what specialty I should go to, a lot of them were telling me I wouldn't go into medicine, and it kind of shocked me because my heroes were telling me don't do it. And I ended up just taking their advice because they were so convincing that the lifestyle of a physician was they didn't have time for their family. They were working so hard, they couldn't do what they wanted to do. But I really wanted to be in the health field. So fortunately, I stumbled into being able to work with Tony Robbins. And he became my mentor for 4 years. And I studied with him and I worked for him. And I learned a lot about peak performance, about coaching, about becoming your best. And that has really turned into a pathway for me. Is whenever I wanted to do something or become someone, my theory was find the best person in the world that I can get access to and study from them and learn from them and master what they've learned. And that's kind of how I ended up into, you know, writing the book and moving on to where I am today.
That's a great journey. And your book called Stoked is a beautiful book about wannabe entrepreneurs. Without giving away all the secrets of your book, what do you think are one or two things that can help those wannabe entrepreneurs that are out there?
Well, I will say it is a hero's journey. It's not for everyone. It's not for the faint of heart. The statistics are scary. Imagine if you're going to battle and you're, you know, getting together with your troop of soldiers and they told you, okay, guys, 8 out of 10 of you are not coming home. You know, that's the stat. 8 out of 10 entrepreneurs are going to fail in their first couple of years. So it's not for the faint of heart, but I will tell you, it's probably the reason I call Stoked a spiritual journey is because who you have to become to leave the safety of a job of a 9-to-5 is you have to grow. So I would say the number one thing that if someone wanted to be an entrepreneur, they should check in and say, am I willing to put myself on the line and become the kind of person who can build and run a company? And then I would throw in the caveat of what is a lifestyle entrepreneur? Because a lot of entrepreneurs start businesses or inherit a business or you know, get something started. And then they realize, like the doctors that I had interviewed, that they're not going to be able to live the life they wanted to have. They want to have a lifestyle where the business doesn't own them. Like a lot of people think they own a business, but you ask the question, what happens if you don't go to work for a couple months? And if the business stops completely, then you don't really own the business. The business owns you. So I really encourage people to take a look at the lifestyle they want to have before they decide the career they want to go into and the business they want to build. Does that make sense?
That is really great advice. And in your book, you talk about key distinctions. Share a few notable key distinctions that are inside this entrepreneurial lifestyle.
Well, I'll give you two of them real quick because they kind of go together. The first thing, I call it find your stoke. And stoke is a word that a lot of surfers know. Mainstream people are starting to get it. Stoke just means enthusiastically excited about something. So first of all, you got to find your passions and what you're stoked about and what your gifts are and how your passions and your gifts can be combined with a career where you can earn money doing what you love to do and what you're good at doing. And there's one fourth little component to that is to then find something that the world needs, making sure that what you want to build, there's a market for and the world needs. So finding your stoke, there's actually a little exercise that I do in the book. And if your listeners are interested, they can just email me and I'll send them the worksheet. It's a little exercise to help people find their stoke and get really clear about their gifts, talents, and passions. So that's the first step. And then the second step would be now eliminate and simplify your life so that you can really dedicate the time it takes to master something. Because, you know, mastery takes 10,000 hours or lots of repetition to get unconsciously competent, to get really good at something. And so you got to clear your table so that you can make room for things that are priorities. I talk about prioritizing a lot in my book, and that's the second tip I would say, is eliminate the distractions, eliminate the goods and the maybes and the shoulds, and focus on those things that are truly on purpose for you and have that clarity of focus.
Well said. So from your coaching experience, why have you been drawn to health professionals? Is it because they apply the learning faster?
No, actually, I think health professionals are great. The reason I really have focused on them is because I have always had a passion to try to help change the system. I saw these people, like my mom was a teacher and my dad was in the healthcare field, and I saw these two hardworking people that dedicated their lives to helping other people, but they were in the systems. Both of these systems are so dysfunctional. And so I was always looking at creating an authentic healthcare system, because I don't really think our healthcare system is all that oriented around health. It's more oriented around sickness. And there's not a lot of caring either. It's a lot of numbers and a lot of saying no in that system, insurance and administration and stuff. So the reason I focused on health professionals, because I know that they want to do good, but they're in a dysfunctional system. So I wanted to give them some tools that they could provide wellness to their patients instead of just, you know, more pills and more surgeries, provide lifestyle and well-being coaching, because you can actually add that to a practice. But they're not any better than a layperson. It's really about the person who has the passion to help and the passion to learn. And then they're willing to go out there and, you know, put in the time to get good at something. And the fortunate thing about coaching, the business that I've built, is it doesn't require degrees. It doesn't require special fancy training. It just requires an open mind, a big heart, and a willingness to roll up your sleeves and go to work.
Well, that's excellent. Greg, there was a shocking statistic that came out that said that over 40% of all millennials do not have a formal mentor. What do you think gets in the way of people taking on mentors today?
That's a good question. I recently interviewed one of my, I have a program called Mastery Through Mentorship that I do, where I go back and I interview some of the people that have mentored me over the years. And I asked in that same question, what gets in the way of somebody from not taking on a mentor? And he said two things, and I think he's right. His name is John Assaraf, by the way. Many of your viewers will know him. He's the three-time best-selling New York Times author. He's also one of the stars in the movie The Secret. John Assaraf runs a company called NeuroGym. He's one of the world's experts on brain functioning and performance. And I asked him that same question, Rick, and he said two reasons. Number one is fear. They're afraid that if they have a mentor, that they're either going to be, they're not going to show up, they're not going to do well, and they might embarrass themselves. So it's a fear of not looking good or fear of failure. And then they would rather just kind of keep it secret and try it on their own. The other reason, he says, is arrogance and people thinking that they can do it and really not having enough humility or wisdom, quite frankly, to know that somebody who's been there and been through the fire and been through the gauntlet, so to speak, these mentors are very accessible. I'm always blown away at how quickly these successful people, if you come to them with humility and if you come to them with sincerity and genuine interest, how willing they are to share with you. And I think anyone's crazy not to have a mentor, Rick. So it blows my mind, but I think a lot of probably why the millennials think that is because they've been fed information, social media. They've been kind of presented that life is super easy. And I'm not sure they realize some of the other statistics I was talking about. You know, 8 out of 10 business owners don't succeed in the first 2 years. So I think they're a little bit naive, quite frankly.
So it's not just millennials. It's just anyone who may have a bit of an ego. So Greg, now let's turn to talking about your mentors. Aside from Tony, Who would you say you look toward in your life as those key mentors who have created the best version of Greg?
That's a great question. I think that I'll talk about one of my mentors that's in the book quite a bit. His name is Marshall Thurber. He is he's the guy that not many people know about, but a lot of people have been influenced by him. He was he's the guy who created a program called Money in You, a way to kind of create a spiritual and holistic relationship with money. He's also been kind of noted as the guy behind Rich Dad Poor Dad. When Robert Kiyosaki and Sharon Lecter wrote the book, many people say that Marshall Thurber was kind of the inspiration for that, because he taught taught Robert Kiyosaki these principles that he put in this book, Rich Dad Poor Dad. And Marshall is one of those guys that I was going to his courses, I was learning from him, and he gave me these new paradigms, these new ways of looking at things that was like, gave me x-ray lenses. I could see things that other people couldn't see. And I started having this confidence in myself, because I now knew these universal principles, these laws that were immutable. And if I learned from Marshall and I applied these universal laws, they would always work. So it gave me this confidence to go out there and try and fail. And, you know, I've failed. I've started about 11 different businesses, and not all of them have succeeded. But I also knew that the journey wasn't about success in financial and business terms. My number one thing was always, how am I growing? Who am I becoming?
So who are we becoming? The big question. It's fascinating. And it truly is all about always living the best version of you, isn't it? So Greg, as we wrap this up, tell our listeners where they can contact you and, of course, purchase your book, Stoked.
Sure. Well, if you go to stokedthebook.com, Stoked, S-T-O-K-E-D, thebook.com, they can actually get a copy for a limited time. I have a special going where if they pay for the shipping, they can get a copy of the softback version for free.
Wow.
And that is a great deal, because, you know, for people that like to learn but don't like heavy reading, this is a nice, easy parable to story with lessons built into it. If people wanted to reach out to me directly.
Thanks again to Greg Rex for being on our Success Made To last show. We appreciate him. Smart guy. And we loved his book as well. We thank our sponsors, Edward Jones Financial Advisors, for their ongoing support of this network, as well as Gracefully Yours greeting cards. And we hope that you join us for another show as we pursue the best version of you. Have a great week. So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor. And Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives, built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban.marasini@edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program. And thanks to our sponsor, Gracefully Yours greeting cards, and their hilarious Church Kitchen Lady cards. Church Kitchen Ladies are a bunch of maybe 20 million volunteers across the United States that work in 300,000 churches, and they say stuff like, mind your own biscuits and life will be gravy. They also say, crunch tacos, not abs. And psst, you're crazy is showing, you might want to tuck that back in. And one of our favorites is, life is short, lick the bowl. If you want to find out more about the wonderful Church Kitchen Ladies and join their roundtable, go to gracefully-yours.com today and find out about Church Kitchen Ladies and purchase all the rest of the fine Gracefully Yours greeting cards.